Next item on the agenda, Town of West Point, 08-0566. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Well, and yourself?
I'm here.
Good. Well, I hope.
Lying in my chair this morning were three letters in support of this project. I did not get them in time to put them in your packets. I made copies for each of you.
Great. Thank you.
Proceed now, sir.
Absolutely.
Town of West Point is requesting authorization to construct a concrete canoe and kayak launch and an open pile timber footbridge across West Point Creek to facilitate construction of their Riverwalk Trail project. Project is protested. West Point sits at the head of the York River at the confluence of the Mattapony and Pamunkey Rivers, about 45 minutes southeast of Richmond. The project itself is located on West Point Creek, approximately 1/4 mile upstream from its confluence with the Mattapony River. You see the Route 33 or Lower Delaware Bridge crossing of the Mattapony just north of the project. Both residential and commercial properties exist in the project area, which is along 13th Street. This is real close to the McDonald's in the town of West Point. I'd like to call your attention to the aerial on the screen. You'll note that the mouth of West Point Creek is heavily shoaled. It's my understanding that at low tide that this creek is not accessible by even canoe or kayak, but at high tide, we've got about a 3-foot tide range, and the creek is navigable by small powerboat. Up to the point at the Route 33 bridge crossing of West Point Creek, you do have an obstruction to navigation. The bridge itself, I photographed this about a week and a half ago at approximately high tide, and there may be 2 foot of clearance there. You're not getting upstream of that unless you're on a John boat and land on your back. These are the project drawings. The proposed footbridge, which is also going to serve as a bike path, crosses the creek about 475 feet downstream of the Route 33 restriction. There's a proposed canoe and kayak launch just immediately downstream of the footbridge. Also some parking and a B&P up on the adjacent upland. This is where the footbridge would come across the creek. This is a marsh peninsula. The bridge will cross here. The creek is well vegetated with native tidal wetlands vegetation and some phragmites. Immediately downstream of this point is where the canoe and kayak launch would be located. A little history. You can see the project's location over here at 13th Street. That's the Mars Peninsula. And by the way, this is phase one of the trail system that was completed by VDOT when they replaced the Lower Delaware Bridge. In 1996, this commission authorized a similar footbridge across this marsh peninsula down at 12th Street. It would land at 12th Street. They did not build that facility. They came back to us in March of 2008 asking for the current project. And in that March 2008 proposal, the kayak launch was sited at the end of 12th Street. We sent out our letters. We did receive opposition. Three letters in opposition, but there were as many as 47 or 9 petitioners on two of the letters. For about 2 years, the town mulled that over. I don't really can't tell you how many local public hearings were held, but they did hold public hearings locally. And the original, and then they moved, and we got the drawings in May of this year. They moved the ramp up to the 13th Street location, just immediately downstream of the proposed footbridge. The concerns, dropping back a slide, back when we had the ramp at this location, the concerns that we read in the letters were that the ramp itself would not only interfere with neighborhood privacy, it would restrict some on-street parking that the locals do take advantage of there. There's also a overriding concern that the trail not come through the neighborhood. So we got the revised drawings in May of this year. We did send it back out to the protestants, noting that the ramp had been moved about 800 feet upstream from its 12th Street location to 13th Street. We did hear back from two of the three protestants, the first of which is Mr. Robert Wilson. His home is highlighted in red. He is the adjacent downstream property owner. Mr. Wilson believes that the trail will adversely impact on him and his neighbors, and that the trail and the launch should be restricted north of the creek in the Glass Island area near the DGIF boat ramp. Here you can see the project's location again at 13th Street. This is the Glass Island area, and that's the DGIF public boat landing. Of course, you can see the Route 33 bridge crossing. The second protestant, Mr. Dennis Norman, resides over here on Lee Street, about a half a block away. He is a long-lived resident of the area. I believe he lives in his granddad's house, and he's opposed to any change that would upset his current lifestyle. He's also concerned that the users of this trail system will litter the waterway, and the town will have to spend additional monies to clean up the litter. Moving on, this is the, in support of the project, the town and its design firm, BHB, offered the following master plan. The plan would link the downtown West Point area by trail to the Glass Island area, and where you have your public boat landing. One of the major stopping points, as it's been described to me, will be the 7th Street area. There are major plans for redevelopment of a marina, possibly a restaurant, and some light retail there. The entire thing is funded by the VDOT transportation grant. I shouldn't say the entire thing. There is VDOT money involved. And with the purpose of improving public access to the waterfront along the Route 33 corridor. Getting down to what's before you today, this is what's impacting on state unsubmerged lands and before this commission, jurisdictionally speaking. The kayak launch, if you note the highlighted area in red with the blue area beneath it, that's the subaqueous portion of the kayak launch. It's 178 square feet. The footbridge, again, the red section highlighted the area what will cross the creek over state bottom, that's 581 square feet. The bridge is designed to offer 8.25 foot vertical clearance and a 19 foot horizontal clearance. In staff's opinion, whatever small boats, power boats are using this creek today will continue to be able to use the creek with that clearance, reminding you that the Route 33 restriction upstream is 475 feet approximately upstream of this bridge. At a cross section of the footbridge with the handrails, it does serve as both a pedestrian footbridge and a bicycle path. Cross section of the launch. A couple of ground shots downstream of the project area just to show you the creek at high tide is navigable. This is the 12th Street location where the 1996 footbridge was approved and the launch was originally proposed in 2 years ago. They've moved it from this location up to 13th Street. Also, you can see the mouth of the creek as it enters the Mattapani and the Lower Delaware Bridge crossing. And then one final aerial. The Department of Conservation and Recreation has advised that the project will not adversely impact natural heritage resources in their jurisdiction. DEQ has advised that a Virginia water protection permit will not be required because of its anticipation of minimal impacts to water quality. VIMS advises that the project's anticipated impacts to subaqueous lands are expected to be minimal. However, they recommend that consideration be given to reducing the size of the canoe and kayak launch. They further advise that an alternative design, such as open cell pavers or an open pile ramp, would have less impact than the concrete structure proposed. They also note their concern over siting the parking area and stormwater BMP in an existing wetlands area, pursuant to the governmental activity exemption provided for in Section 28.2.1302, subsection 3.10 of the code. The project does not require approval from the West Point Wetlands Board. So moving on to my summary. Staff is sympathetic to the concerns of the protestants related to the project's potential to impact on neighborhood privacy. This is, however, an area outside the Commission's primary jurisdiction and more appropriately addressed at the local level. Staff has been advised that one or more local public hearings were conducted prior to reaching the final design. BIMS has advised that the project's impacts to Sebacrous land are anticipated to be minimal, although they do recommend the launch be reduced in size and or constructed with alternative materials. The 15 by 20 launch, in staff's opinion, is reasonably sized to safely accommodate public access. As proposed, as I stated earlier, it will impact on 178 square feet of state-owned bottom. We agree that an open cell paver or open pile design would further minimize impacts. However, they may not be as durable a structure as the current concrete design. The open pile design of the footbridge should minimize its impacts on the marine environment. Additionally, the structure has been designed to allow small boat passage, even though the Route 33 bridge restriction is located 475 feet upstream. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 282.1205, Subsection A of the Code, we'll recommend approval of the project as proposed.
Any questions from members of the Commission?
Yes.
Mr. Fox.
Let's be very clear on what our jurisdiction is. The parking lot is out of our jurisdiction.
Correct.
Correct?
That is correct.
So we are, our jurisdiction is just where the ramp would go into the water and the area
the footbridge crosses
the water.
Yes, sir.
Just so I can make sure, and I want to perfect the record, Counselor, is that, not that I don't, is that accurate?
That's correct. The Commission only has jurisdiction over state-owned bottom lands, channel water, mean level water. Parking lots would be upland and addressed by the appropriate local authority.
Further questions? Thank you for a great presentation, Randy. Appreciate it. Is it the town represented or here wishes to be heard? Come forward, sir. Will you be by yourself, or you'll be with anyone else? Why don't you all come up here to the front? We got plenty of seats. That way, we don't have to waste time if everybody wants to ultimately testify. And what I want to do is swear you all in at one time. Would you please raise your right hand? Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Okay. Please first, sir.
I'm Trent Funkhauser. I'm the town manager.
And good to have you here, sir.
Thank you, and thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Owen's done an excellent summary. We're well aware of the project concerns. We're a small town. I'm easily accessible at all times, and I've spoken with the protesters on many occasions over the last several years. I've worked with the town for 6 years. We are very anxious to bring this project to fruition. As you can see from the aerials, these are all logical connections on public ways. And while we are sympathetic to the concerns, we've gone through a lot of design and a lot of effort to address those and work with adjacent property owners. And, of course, I'm available in my staff and as well as VHB for any questions y'all might have.
Okay, just a second. Any questions from members of the commission? Mr. Tankard.
Given this will be a public facility, will there be any maintenance? I know that trash is a concern of
protestants. Oh, yes, sir. We're a full-service town. I have a public work staff of approximately 13 people. We regularly maintain Town Square. We have a maintenance agreement with VDOT to do the 14th Street corridor when the bridges were constructed. So we're well accustomed to this. We maintain a lot of the school recreation properties that we use for athletic fields. So we're fully capable of doing this, and we've done a great job, I think, over the past 10 years. Even though I've been employed with the town for six, constructing these types of facilities, bike lanes and other improvements, and maintaining them.
Further questions?
Yes.
Mr. Fox.
Yes, sir.
What do you think of the VIMS recommendation that you have open pavers instead of the concrete ramp?
In a former career, I was a planning and zoning guy for 15 years, and I've been a Bay Act administrator for that many years. I am also sympathetic to that, but in this particular facility, we'd prefer to have the durability. I think we're making other accommodations in terms of the environmental practices and things on site, and I would much prefer to, you know, over-landscape and do some other things like we're doing throughout town as well as this site rather than do the open paver design for that ramp. I just think it would be more durable over the long term.
How about the width of the ramp?
Again, I think the width, being that this is a public facility, I would be more comfortable with the wider ramp for the type of use that we're expecting it to have. That Game and Inland Fisheries boat ramp is heavily utilized, and that we expect this facility to be utilized as well for non-motorized craft.
Do you think there's any risk that motorized craft will attempt to use it?
I don't think so, because as Mr. Owen pointed out, there's a variable tide, and it is a tight. We did a lot of work with VDOT in terms of designing that phase one that Randy pointed out, Mr. Owen pointed out, as well as made sure that there was adequate clearance for canoers, because they can get up West Point Creek on the right tide coming in and coming out. I don't know if that responded to your question adequately.
The street is rather narrow, and if you try to back a boat trail in.
Yeah, I don't think as a practical matter people are going to try to launch any motorized craft, and that becomes an issue. We can certainly restrict it, but I think people that know the area will know that that's just not going to work.
Further questions? I do have one, if I could.
Yes, sir.
Relating to the kayak launch and what is in the jurisdiction of the Marine Resources Commission, I presume you have had a number of public hearings pertaining
to this? We've had from the very first day that I was on the job and we signed the contract with VHB as a result of the VDOT enhancement grant. We have had numerous public input meetings before that time. Since that time, we have gone through extensive redesign as a result of becoming aware, if you will, of some adjacent property owner concerns, and in fact relocated that ramp. But again, as the maps pointed out, those are all public streets and public alleys. There's a lot of pedestrian use, a lot of bikers. There's going to be that type of activity as the town grows.
And ultimately, it was approved by the town council.
Oh, yes, sir, on several occasions.
I want to make sure we get it on the record.
Yes, sir.
Further questions? Thank you. Is there anyone else that you would like for us to hear from as part of your presentation? It's totally up to you.
In the interest of time, no, sir.
Okay.
Again, we'd be happy to respond to any
questions. What we'll do is, as normal, if there's anything that comes up, we'll give you a couple minutes for rebuttal if that's necessary. Is there any opponents in the audience that wish to be heard? Yes, sir. Could you come forward, please? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Fine. Yourself?
I'm good.
Right hand? Oh. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Best I can do.
I take that as an affirmation.
That's a tenfold.
Roger that, good buddy. Go ahead and proceed.
My name is Dennis Norman, and I'm one of the characters that's opposing to this whole thing. I've lived on this same street all of my life. I learned how to swim in that creek. My grandfather made sure, because he tossed me in there. And back then, the creek was a whole lot narrower, and I'm 59 years old, so I've seen a whole lot of changes in the banks of the creek as it's been receding through the tides. We've had some good northeasters come up in there, and it's really washed the bank of where they're proposing to put this bridge walk across. You could spit across there years ago. Now you can't. And the high tides that these northeasters bring in there, it's going to raise this whole caboodle out of the mud. And if it ever does get be put in use, there's mosquitoes back there big as Chinook helicopters that's going to make sure that nobody's going to want to come in there again. So it's going to be a one-time thing for most users. Idiots will probably try it twice. But we are against the coming into our neighborhood. Just something like this would work fine in an area of San Francisco where you got areas. We're confined to this little quarters, which we call the town of West Point, with the 13 people that the town has working for them to take care of stuff that they can't handle now. Why put this extra burden on them? Spend this money where it's needed somewhere else, like building roads in our town that are travelable by cars without knocking your car out of line and have to go see get that fixed. There's many other things I could say about the project. I'm dead against it, and I'm here representing the 40-some people on this protest things that we have all signed and are dead against it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Norman. See if anybody has any questions. Members of the commission, any questions of Mr. Norman? Thank you, Mr. Norman.
Oh, and
yes, sir.
If somebody could just take a week out of their time, any one of y'all, to come and pitch a tent down there, and see what's going on down there. I've seen three bicycles in the last four weeks come by my house and attempting to go across. And, you know, it's just not practical for, it's not helping the town. It will not bring any business into town. The mud stinks so bad through there, you don't want to go through there. Nobody else knows it because they just pushing pencils and
yep. I think
making stuff like that, try to put on paper. Okay. Looks good on paper. That's all I got there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Norman. Anyone else in the audience in the opposition? Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. Can you state your name for the record, please, sir?
My name is Robert Wilson.
Sir.
My property joins the West Point Creek right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm against the foot ramp for the kayak. With the congestion we have, I just see more congestion there. The way it is there now, it shouldn't be there. It should be over by the boat ramp over the what they call Glass Island now. With that area, a residential area, you just don't need a parking lot and a ramp right there. It's a bad place for it. Okay. I'm totally against it all.
Any questions of Mr. Wilson? Thank you, sir. Anyone else in opposition to the project? I've already heard you once, sir. I can't do it. You've got 2 minutes to rebut anything that you heard, if you wish to rebut anything, sir.
I don't feel that's necessary, sir. Again,
that'll be fine. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the concerns that have been raised by the protestants about the potential impact to the local neighborhood. But at this point, I think the town has already been through a deliberative process from a planning standpoint and from a public review standpoint, where they've put forward the proposal, they've amended it in response to public input, and I would be hesitant to substitute my judgment for theirs in terms of the public interest aspect of the project that relates to the non-jurisdictional aspects of it. I think the aspects that are under our purview are, as has been pointed out, those that are over state-owned bottom, and I would be inclined to support the staff's recommendation. I think the public interest in the case is one of public access, and again, I think that's reflected through the development of the town's master plan. So I think the public interest here offsets the and justifies the impacts in the marine environment.
Okay. Mr. Lane, comment?
I agree pretty much with Mr. Robbins. I think I regret that there are people that may be inconvenienced certainly don't support this project. However, I think it's in the public interest. West Point Town Council and Town Council staff have supported the project. They are elected public officials. I think the benefits, the public benefits, outweigh the detriment to some of the nearby landowners. I happen to live on a tidal creek that recently had a kayak canoe launching facility installed, and the only difference I see is more kayaks and canoes up and down the creek. But basically, I think it's been a benefit to my little town. I think it might well be a benefit to the town of West Point, so I would support it.
Mr. Fox.
Mr. Chairman, can Vims comment on the concept of narrowing the
Vims can comment on whatever they think. They can comment on whatever you'd like. So with that, good morning. State your name for the record, please.
Kirk Havens with Virginia Institute of Marine Science.
Kirk, you've been previously sworn.
Basically, the idea would be as you reduce the width of the ramp, you also reduce the impacts associated with it. And in this case, if you wanted to self-regulate who actually uses it in regards to powerboat activity and whatever, you could reduce it to a point where just canoe and kayaks would actually be using it.
So
So what would your recommendation be to as a, the an acceptable width?
Well, I think that would rely on the actual engineers on what is the actual width that if you wanted to reduce, you can reduce it as much impacts into the actual design where it's going to be impacting the surrounding wetlands associated with it or the intertidal area. And so I do not know exactly what width would be to restrict actual powerboat trailer activity, but if that was an idea, that would be something the engineers could do. Does that help you?
Well, I'm inclined to reduce the width somewhat to reduce the impact as well as to reduce the impact in accordance with VIM's recommendations. But
I'm not sure what their recommendation is.
I'm not sure what it is either. They're just saying reduce it.
Well, the only my only caveat would be is that you have to determine whether you've got a kayak trailer, because as Mr. Lane said, we've had one installed across the creek from us. It's a different design. Where the people actually walk their kayaks down. They've got this new device where you actually get in and slide out. But having said that, I think based on personal observations, a single kayak trailer may be 8 feet wide, where a double kayak trailer side by side may very well need the same amount of width that a small John boat with a electric motor might need. That I'm just throwing out as my only as an observation. That would be a concern that I would have as I deliberated on that thought process. But I understand where you're coming from. Mr. Robbins?
Well, Mr. Chairman, just to follow up on this specific point, I think the issue with narrowing the ramp would be one of potentially safety. And, you know, as I understand it, if the concern relates to prohibiting the launching of power boats there, I think the city has already indicated that if that becomes problematic, that they could restrict it to the use of kayaks and canoes. But if the intent of the ramp is to serve as a kayak and canoe ramp, I would just submit that we could require that as a condition of the permit, that it be designated by the town or signage there that would require it to be limited to canoe and kayak launching.
Could I hear from the town manager on that? Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Again, we are very sympathetic to the environmental concerns, and I think as several of the commissioners have pointed out, I think the public benefits outweigh the limited environmental detriment. We are certainly prepared to restrict it to non-motorized craft, but I would also point out, again, safety is one factor, different widths of kayaks. I mean, we want to encourage public use. And one of the public uses, for example, is we have our own independent school system. We're one of two towns in the state that do so. We also have different groups that come and visit for different reasons. This is a perfect opportunity if you march 10 or 15 kids down and stand at the edge of the ramp. You know, it's a little bit much if you're on a boardwalk that's elevated. You know, you can actually be in the marine environment without. Now, of course, that's not the intended purpose of the width of the ramp, but that's just one more use. And again, I would, in my previous experience, when you have private individual users, I think it is much more beneficial to hold them to a higher standard. I believe in that for government as well. That's why we're going to all this effort. But I think in this instance, if you would grant us the ability to have the project as designed, I think it would be better in the long run.
Kirk, did you have any follow-up on that? Nothing. You're good to go. Okay. Mr. Fox.
I believe the question of the town was whether they would restrict it.
And I believe I covered that at the opening. But if not, sir, yes, we are fully prepared to do that. And
you
all are welcome.
You?
We can. We control all our facilities. We have a parks and recreation ordinance that allows us to have all types of different rules and regulations for a given facility. And that would be not a problem at all to restrict it to non-motorized craft.
Thank you, sir. Further, any follow-up on that?
No.
State your name for the record, please. Previously sworn.
Chris Fry with VHB. Just want to point out this ramp is a little unconventional than what you're used to. It's got a 7-foot-wide walkway that leads to the ramp. That's this section right here, which you probably wouldn't want to back your boat down on a trailer. This is just really for pedestrian access to get down. Water's edge, and then the ramp flares out. you could have a group of kayakers, of canoers, some that are learning possibly how to kayak. They're all lined up on the ramp and, you know, get in and out that way. So that's the intent of the design there.
Okay. Thank you. Further questions? The matter's before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to approve staff's recommendation.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion?
I'll just say that I agree with Mr. Norman that after living in West Point for 25 years, the mayflies and the mosquitoes are pretty bad.
And the motion would be, just to make sure that I'm straight, the motion would be staff recommendations with the agreement that the town agrees to restrict it to non-motorized use?
I'd accept that as a friendly amendment. It may be a moot point since they have a 7-foot-wide section going to it, but
just trying to keep harmony on the commission.
That's fine.
Are you okay with that, Mr. Lane, as well? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much for the presentation.